guys, it's your girl Tasha, your online bestie. Welcome to my podcast. I serve overextended social workers and social workers at heart, and I show you and demonstrate and teach you how to stop working yourself to death so you can start living your life like it's golden. And on this episode, I am going to give you some tips on how you Care Bears, as I affectionately interchangeably call you, on how you need to show up for yourself now like never before. These are tips, my queens, for 2021 on how you need to show up for yourself. Now, we already have established that our Care Bears out there are the go-to people, not only in their careers, but baby, you play the role in your families, at church, at work, off days, end days, Saturdays, Sundays. And so it's fair to say that servant type women like you really, really don't get a day off, whether it's a physical day off, a mental day off, or just emotional day off. So I want you to stay tuned and listen to the tips, the call to action, if you will, for you ladies that are out there slaying all day in the midst of the pandemic. Many of you are frontline essential workers, and we're praying for you near and afar for your safety, the safety of your families and those that you are called to serve. So the first step is what I want you to do. I didn't say this time to you for you to consider. When I say this is something for you to do as your online bestie, I am bossing you around. So what I need you to do is take a break. I need you to call off at least one day this week to just relax. I know. They can't get things done without you. Things will fall apart. Oh my goodness, the thought of calling in just makes your eyes cringe or your teeth cringe or whatever cringes on your body. But girlfriend, what I need to let you know is life goes on without you. I know that's brutal for you to take in, but it's nothing personal. You have to realize the way you enable those in your life and those that are on your jobs, you make yourself believe that you are needed, otherwise the world can't go forward. I don't mean to bust your bubble, but your body is craving your attention too. So my question is, in this new year, who are you going to listen to? Are you going to keep ignoring your body, or are you going to keep listening to the loud noise that has been yelling and demanding for your time most of your life? I hope you start listening to your body, take a whole break, and don't even tell people, girl, that you're off. Girl, just relax and unplug from technology, unplug from all the computer crap and social media crap, and just unplug. And after you get a good day's rest, I want you to get up, get you a notebook, not a computer, but a notebook and a pen. And I want you to write three things that you need in this season in your life. I know it's brutal because you have all these other demands, but girl, this is a call to action for you to show up for yourself like never before. And if it makes you feel any kind of better, because I make up my own words, yes I do, I want you to know, if you start showing up more for yourself like you're supposed to, those darlings and dears and sirs that you're so committed to, you can better serve them. Now that goes your win-win, because I know you're not going to give up on helping folks. So here's the thing. You have got to realize that our bodies give us subtle signs down through the months, the weeks, and the years. And oftentimes our Care Bears don't really pay close attention. Why? Because most of the time you're out there too doggone busy. Did I say doggone? You're too doggone busy. And so you don't want to live your life reactively to pain. You want to be proactive. When we talk about self-care for our social workers and social workers at heart, we're not talking about that trip that you take because you're so stressed and you need to break away and get away. We're talking about showing up for your mind, body, and spirit each and every day like you brush your teeth, so that you don't reach a point of burnout where you can't wait to jump on the next flight going such and such and so to get away from all the madness. So if you continue to stockpile things on your plate in this new year and think that you're going to feel better, be better, and live better, you are absolutely fooling yourself. Nobody's going to tell a Care Bear to stop being so caring and loving and helpful. Why? Because there's a one-sided benefit for those individuals, and who wants to ask you to stop helping them? Some people in your life is very, very selfish. They don't even see the benefit of you slowing down, taking a break, honoring your body and yourself, getting permission from your body to show up in different spaces that you have, and just taking a whole break. Okay, some of you guys have to train yourself to do that. And if that's you, start your training now. Some of you guys are signing up for online, workouts and things of that nature, which is absolutely fine. But if you don't know how to set boundaries and show up for yourself in other ways, it's going to be emotional disaster. So in other words, it's okay to have the triceps and biceps pumping, your legs and thighs popping, but what about the internal you, that emotional mental rest that needs to take place? That is what you need to do, because right now during the pandemic, there is more things tugging at you, not only at your home, but in our various careers. If you can be honest, most people didn't really go to therapy prior to the pandemic. As a result of all the tragic loss that our country has experienced, you have more and more people that traditionally, based on stigma and cultural stigmas, that did not go to therapy. Now people are beating down your doors. For some of you guys that are in social work as a licensed social worker or unlicensed social worker providing clinical support to our community, we have more and more people demanding your services during this pandemic. And you have to be aware of what some of this countertransference is doing to you and through you as you are going from one client to the next. In addition to that, perhaps your job is looking for you to meet some type of quota that is really, really mentally taxing you, and you are really, really weighing heavy on yourself about getting on the treadmill of life, starting a new year off already going and pushing yourself to the max. And it's time for you to take a time out, unplug from all those demands, and write on your sheet of paper. Now we're back to the sheet of paper that we originally started talking about. And you're going to write 3 things you need in this season for yourself right now as it relates to mental clarity, mental self-care, financial self-care, and your spiritual self-care. What are the 3 top things that you totally need right now? And if you're one that's stuck and you don't know what you need, that's an indication that you need to really unplug, because that means you have not been fellowshipping with your body, your spirit, and your mind to get clear about the Holy Spirit downloading little nuggets to you. You know, like I often say, busyness has become the modern day crack cocaine. And if we're not careful, we end up using busyness as a way of distracting ourselves from the very things that truly, truly weigh us down. And because you're a Care Bear, you kind of disappear in the accountability of that, because people say, well, you know, by the way, Tasha, at least you're out here giving out free food. At least you're out here helping with COVID-19 immunizations and so on and so forth. It does not mean because you're doing this philanthropic humanitarian community-based effort and support to your community that it necessarily means that you are doing what you're supposed to be doing. Because doing a lot of busy things and you're not really guided by the Holy Spirit on what you should and shouldn't be doing, it doesn't mean that you're in alignment. And I don't mean to break your spirits or bust your bubble or discourage you, but I'm speaking to that tired part of you that is really, really, if you can be honest with yourself, really, really mentally tapped out. And nobody really knows when Care Bears are mentally or spiritually tapped out, because we hide it so well. You hide it so well. You'll sign up for the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, and pretty soon You have not had any time to yourself. So go ahead and do yourself a favor and give yourself the gift, because we're still in the giving and celebratory season. No matter what's going on right now, things we don't have control over, we're going to trust God to bring us through that. We're also going to be wise in doing the things that He have us do and not overextending ourselves. So what you're going to do is take a day off to just relax without any distractions. And don't sit here and tell me that you don't have time. My answer to that as your online bestie is make time. You are going to make time. Period. End of the story. I'm the bestie. I'm the boss of you right now. So make time. Make time without excuses. Make times without these long dragged out rationales. Get yourself together. And then I want you to come back and comment on some of the revelations you discovered on your little notebook. I can't wait to see you live free, live bold, live with less stress. There's destiny on your life, but we can't get there with busyness cluttering your space. I'll see you at the top of your thinking. Love you for real.